All praise to the Most High.
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 This is the reprise.
Yahweh is his name.
That's my song.
He is God.
He is God.
He is God.
He is God. He is God. And there is none
besides me.
He is God.
He is God.
He is God.
I know
he is God. And there is none.
All praises to the Most High. What's wrong with you? You know what? I don't like being around people that got that patty cake praise. I like being in the congregation, in the assembly, amongst those who love Allah with more than their lips. Al Maddie is here. I'm crystal clear in HD. Why? Because HD is inside Mahdi. And that's going into HDMI. That's going into a messenger that will come in the last day, and he will speak with you directly from Allah. I am the dish. This is no coincidence why I've been washing dishes, washing dishes. This is the reason why there's a dish on top of my roof. I've really been the dish prophet. I've been the prophet of Allah who's been speaking directly from him. You see, all the other messengers were my microphone. In this last day, Allah has spoken to us through his son, and you see the picture. That's Kobe. That's Cody. BKA. Al Matty. Lamonte. Daquan Lamonte. Kobe Bryant is a picture of a man whom Allah loves most. And if Allah loved you, he would have told you that September the 16th, 2034 is the last day, but he have and he will not. He told me because he loves me. And according to the scriptures, Jesus said, no man knoweth the day or the hour. What's the whole point of saying that? Duh. We know that the creator only knows. He says that because in the last day, the father would come and his message would be the end. I'm the man that knows the end. I'm the man that knows the end. I am the Denzel Washington in the movie Out of Time. I predicted Fernando Valenzuela, 34. You know the number? I predicted that thing. Okay? His jersey is no more. He could not dodge 34. I predicted that. September, I was teaching and preaching that 2034 was the end through the book of Isaiah chapter 34 and through the book of Sabbath or Saba or Say Bye Bye, what I love to call it, 34. I've been teaching that ever since September 17th this year. And Fernando Valenzuela dies this year, October the 22nd. 3 weeks after I started preaching 2034 was the end. And he's a Mexican man, okay? And if you pick up a big bottle of Valentina sauce, it is 34 flow ounces. 34. Why? Because Mr. Valenzuela was a picture of the end. That's why we call him Mr. Valentine. And when I come into power, the February 14th Valentine's Day will be Valenzuela Day. It will be Mr. Valentine Day because he was a sign of the end. And if you pick up a big bottle of that Valentina sauce, it's going to tell you 34. 34, 34, 34. Even if you look at a 3, it's an E. Okay? And it's really saying N. Okay? E or 3 is the end. It is the end. And it goes down. Now, this last week, I've been snotting and sneezing and just admiring all the women. Allah has made my heart big enough to love. I got a lot of women I love. I got women on timeout. I got women that's doing good. I got women that's in the corner. Okay? Al Matty has the daughters. Al Matty has the daughters. You matter and all. Al Matty has the daughters, okay? Paul didn't like pussy, okay? I'm going to tell you the truth, and I'm going to shame the devil. Paul didn't like pussy. He wanted everyone to be single. He was against the law of creation. According to the Bible, there's only one man in the Bible who was called the enemy of God, and it is Saul. Saul of Tarsus. He is the same Saul of Benjamin, the wolf in sheep clothing. Okay? And he did not like it, although he claimed to be the father. How you claim to be the father with no children? Okay, this is the error of Paul in Christianity. Al Matty is here. And getting back to my daughters, I've been advertising this house, which is the location of the Kaaba. The Kaaba is going to be relocated. Now, I know you live in a day in which you believe that there's nothing supernaturally taking place. But if you keep a close eye on the house of David, you'll see that the supernatural is taking place here. And I have a house right here in Tehachapi, which is the real Tepeyac, which is the real location of Juan Diego's church. With his flowers, okay? The Kaaba is going to be repositioned right here in Tehachapi, California. You know Tupac was a prophet? He was a blind prophet. He said West Side is the best side, okay? Why did Tupac say West Side is the best side? Because the West Side is the new location of the Kaaba. It's my house and I'm going to take it by force. I have a song called Take It By Force that I did back in 2012. And there's coming a day when I will take the Kaaba by force. It's my body. Okay? I'm the stone on the chief corner side of the Kaaba in agreement with the prophet Isa. And when he said the stone in which the builders have rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doings. And it's marvelous in our eyes. I'm the living reality of the stone that you face when you pray. And that's why you can't pray no more. Because that stone you face is down here. And according to the Salat, during the time when the sun rises, you are forbidden to pray. And you can't pray right now because Al Matty is the sun. I'm the S-U-N that's shining. Allah has no S-O-N's, but he does have one S-U-N. And I am the Kobe Bryant. I am the Kobe Daquant. I am the man who decoded the Bible right here in Tehachapi, California. Little are you grateful I'm here. And I'm going to revise the law. And I'm going to bring back the appreciation of a virgin. And I'm a grown man that's going to impregnate three virgins from Mexico. And it's going to be the new Israel, okay? The rubber is going to meet the road. The black race is going to be magnified simply because the Arabians are stealing.
Oh,
they're servants. They are not heirs.
Oh,
they're Eliezers trying to steal something that belongs to a royal bloodline is not going to happen because their prophet was in the dark and he did not have the full revelation. Al Matty is the father of Jesus, duh. This is why his son is your Messiah. Jesus, my son, is your Messiah. Let that sink in. Jesus, my son, is your Messiah. He's an Israelite, you an Arab. Why? Because you a servant and the prophet Isa was an heir. And he will return and he will destroy the cross and he will die in 33. But his mama and his daddy will die 34. We are the last two witnesses. Is there anybody out there that loves the word? Is there anybody out there that loves prayer? Is there anybody out there that loves communicating and communing with the Most High God? Is there anybody out there that still loves the word of God. We are living in a day of darkness. Gross darkness is covering the earth. And the light of God is shining on one man, and I am that one man. I am Kobe Bryant. I stay off of Curry Street. I'm the Curry in Lakers. Okay? My address is 206 West East. Why? West East. Because the real sun is rising from the west. And that Kaaba is going to be snatched from the east and put right here on the west side, the best side. Tupac was my servant. Tupac was my son. Tupac was talking about me, and Tupac was talking about his mama in the song Me and My Girlfriend. Okay? That was Al Matty speaking through Tupac Shakur. And he was speaking about his girlfriend. The Last Witness. We got work to do. Okay? We got work to do. It's cleanup time. It's time to clean up this house. We've been singing about cleaning up this house since 2016. When I was a Christian, I was singing about cleaning up this house. I had no idea that I was really singing about cleaning up this earth. Okay? Al Matty is here. I'm here. Okay? Let me tell you something. That PayPal button should be popping. Okay? Your prophet lived poor for me. Your prophet lived poor for me. He lived poor for Solomon. Why? Because he was in subject to Solomon. Why? Because the Quran wasn't his. Why? Because the Quran was borrowed. Your prophet lived poor for me because I'm the real heir. And it belongs to me. And I'm giving Allah all the praises. Okay? This was his plan to show me off. I was the hidden son. I was minding my business. I was in the Christian church. Okay? He pulled me out of there and put me in Islam. And put the watch on my wrist and told me to end and told me I was Al Matty. Okay? Is you mad or no? This was his plan. This was the Lord's doings. And it is marvelous in our eyes. Fridays 1:15. During the time the Muslims of today who idolize the white prophet Muhammad, who was not an heir, who was a servant, the whitish, reddish prophet who was a servant. They idolizing him just like the Christians idolize Jesus. Okay? And the real heir is here. The real Muhammad is black. I'll give you a sign. Cassius Clay, who changed his name to Muhammad Ali and said, I am the greatest. I float like a butterfly. I sting like a bee. Because I'm the real Bilal. I was the man that was waking you up. Little are you grateful. All these little Arab little wannabe Muslimas making these little YouTube shorts. Idolizing the prophet Muhammad and don't know that the real Muhammad is black. This is the usher confession today. The real Muhammad is black. Where you been? Damn. Where you been? If the Quran has been around since the time of Abraham and the prophet Muhammad came after Ishmael, how did it start with him? We sent the Quran down. Duh. We sent down the book of guidance. Duh. And we wasn't about race. Duh. We made it clear. If any of you who claim to be Jews think that you better than whites, think that you better than anybody, wish for death if you should be truthful. But the Arabs are trying to steal something that belongs to black people. And that's why the scriptures say I am black but comely. Oh, you daughters of Jerusalem. Why Jerusalem? Because USA is inside of Jerusalem. As the tents of Kedar. Kedar is the Arabs. As the curtains of Solomon. Look not upon me because I'm what? Because I'm black. I've been hanging out in the sun way too long. Is you mad or not? Okay? The Arabs are mad that their Mahdi is black. My mother's children were angry with me. and made me the keepers of that religion, made me the keepers of that vineyard. So there's no way for a Muslim or an Arab to deny Song of Solomon, where it says that the ruler of the Arabs is a black man. You know why they can't deny it? Because their prophet's name is in chapter 5, verse 16, in the original Hebrew language. The word lovely was translated from the name Muhammad Dim. His physical attributes and everything about the prophet Muhammad, even his exploit when he became chief of 10,000, okay, in 629, okay? All that stuff is mentioned right there in Song of Solomon. The problem with the Arabs is they don't know that they not royal. Okay, they mutts. And I'm not saying it to be mean. They're servants. They're not black. They're white. The real Ishmael is black. What happened? Okay, what happened? Al-Mahdi is here. Assalamu alaikum to my brothers and sisters in the real truth.